T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that behavior specialist Sharon makes $66,000 a year. And yes, if you're keeping score, Gabe won again. What a hot streak. All right, let's say hi to Brooke, who is listening this morning in Lake Taft. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
How are you? Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Even better now that you called in for Share Your Salary.
Yep.
You're totally awesome. And from what I understand, Brooke, and again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you own a petting farm.
I do, yep.
Okay. We're going to have a follow-up conversation because this is a first for us, but let's start with the basic rules of engagement. We're going to put a minute on the clock right now, and we're just going to try to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we're going to play a song. You know, they're usually about 3 minutes long. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We are all going to guess what we think you make, you know, based on what you've told us. But the fun part for everybody, you will tell them what you make owning a petting farm. Sounds like fun to me. All that sound good to you, Brooke?
All right.
Okay, I get take that as a yes. Gabe, are you ready over there?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Sorry. I threw my car speaker.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. All right. You're probably running to the feed store. I mean, if my stereotypes are correct. Okay, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Gabe, if you're ready, begin.
What's the difference between a petting farm and a petting zoo?
A petting farm is on a farm, not like in a closed area, I guess, you know.
Okay, do you sell anything or do people just come and pet animals?
People just come in and pet animals. I do sell my eggs. I also sell dryer balls that are made from my alpaca fiber.
Okay.
How many different animals do you have?
I have a total of 55 animals. Let's say I have chickens, pigs, mini donkeys, mini horses, a mini cow, alpacas, and goats.
Okay, what is the most popular attraction? That is to say, the animal you own that people like petting the most?
Probably the mini cow.
So are the main two things that you have are like people can pet the animals and then buy like your eggs and your lint balls?
Dryer balls.
Yeah, they pet the animals and then feed some of them, feed the chickens, feed the alpacas, things like that.
Has anyone ever tried to steal one of your animals?
They've threatened. I said if I see furry like hooves sticking out of your jacket, then I'm going to wake up.
Dang.
Are you open?
Okay, that was a buzzer there went off. So, all right, here's the deal. Brooke in Lake Taps is on the phone. She owns a petting farm. Beautiful. If you want to guess what you think she makes doing that and selling her dryer balls, go ahead and text your guess to 46150. Put your name and where you live on that text, by the way. I'm going to use it as my guess. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Brooke is going to share her salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Brooke. She lives in Lake Taps, and this is really cool, and it's a first for Share Your Salary. She owns a petting farm. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Brooke before we play the game?
She has about 55 different animals. In addition to paying to pet the animals, you can also buy some eggs and some dryer balls.
Yep.
And... she said the most popular animal is the mini cow.
Okay.
Naturally.
Gabe, like I said before, you've been on the win streak here, so you're up first, followed by Captain Ron, and then I'll go last because I still haven't won in this new version of the MWP. So what are you thinking, Gabe?
63.
Any reason for that or just popped into your brain?
It felt right.
I felt good. All right, she's going with it. Captain Ron.
I was going to say 50.
Ooh, 50. All right.
He looked stressed about that guess.
Ooh, Captain Ron. Captain Ron looks...
I want to win.
He looks stressed all the time. All right, that's just not new. All right, you guys leave me no choice here. I'm going to use this text from Sophia, who's listening in Tacoma. And I'm just going to take the high side. I've been doing it and losing, so I'm just going to keep doing the same thing until I win, darn it, because I want to go with my heart here. 65. I think those eggs are expensive. Those are golden eggs. So our guesses are 50, 63, and 65, but Brooke, that doesn't really matter. Everybody wants to know how much you make, or they could make, if they decided to quit their corporate job and own a petting farm. So it is time to share your salary, Brooke. What is the number?
Last year, I made about $40,000.
Captain Ron.
That's me.
Okay, now you can stop. Look what I have created. Captain Ron, now you can stop being stressed. You have won.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, so, but for the most part, is this your main source of income for your family, Brooke, or does your husband work and he have a job?
I actually have two jobs. So I'm open Friday through Sundays for the most part. I'm a dental hygienist during the week, and then my husband works for the railroad.
Wow. So
this is... Basically, that money goes right back to the animals. I take in animals that need a home, their vet bills, their feed, they're repairing fence, building new barns, buying horse trailers. So I don't make any money off of it, to be honest.
For the love of the animals. Yeah, it sounds really busy. Like, your life must be nonstop.
In the best way possible, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's cool. You love what you do, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, one last question for you. What is the name of your mini cow?
I want to go see the mini cow.
His name is Campbell. He's a Scottish Highland cow. My grandma was from Scotland, and her maiden name was Campbell. So we just paying some honors to our grandma Sheila.
Can you send us a picture of the mini cow?
I sure can. I actually have an Instagram if you want to follow, too.
Oh, we're going to follow you right now. Look, I mean, you should have seen how quickly Gabe grabbed her phone. Okay, yeah. Let's plug your business, Brooke, because you called in for Share Your Salary. You're awesome. What is it?
Tiny Hearts Homestead.
You got it. Tiny Hearts Homestead. We're looking you up on the gram right now. And I'll be honest, you know, my grandpa had a farm in Lee Summit, Missouri. We grew up on the weekends going out to his farm. And he had steers and that kind of stuff, but I've never even heard of a mini cow before, so I think you're awesome.
Oh, they're adorable. Like, it's too cute, almost.
Wow. Okay, good to know. Brooke, listen, we love you. Thanks for calling in, and hopefully you'll get a little more business this weekend.
Yeah, we love, you know, taking in new animals and stuff, so every dollar counts.
She has a mini horse.
Yeah. Well, I say mini horses I've seen. I've just never seen a mini cow before. Have you found Campbell yet?
No.
Okay, we're still looking. We love you, Brooke. Thanks again.
All right, thank you.
It was our pleasure. Great getting to know you, and that is the best part about Share Your Salary, honestly, is just getting to know you a little bit better. But if you have a business like that and you're looking to spread the word as a small business, you're locally owned, you should be on Share Your Salary. It's free advertising. Come on now. 206-421-9653. Call right now if you want to be a part of Share Your Salary. We would love to have you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.